Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to our second Spiritual Renewal Chapel this week. First, we just want to remind you that this is a 40-minute chapel, and your professors are expecting class to start at 10:50 today instead of 10:40, so you don't have to freak out. We are watching the time. Our theme for these chapels is Grounded in Love, which comes from Ephesians 3:14 through 21. This reads, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to God, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and will keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might think or ask. Glory to him and in the church and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." On Wednesday, we heard a few stories from the Bible that can help us to understand some of the complexities of God's love. The biblical narrative can help illustrate God's love in the past and for our spiritual ancestors. And today, we will continue to hear stories of God's love, this time in our own time and from people in our own community. Also on Wednesday, as we journeyed through the Bible, the art club helped us envision and engage with God's love through painting, which I displayed over here on the side. As the artists have helped us articulate, God's love, which is symbolized in these paintings, is not meant to be kept to ourselves, but to be shared in and with our community. So while we listen to stories of God's love today, the club will be cutting up some of the paintings and handing out pieces during the songs between the sharing. Just as God's love is abundant and overflowing, there will be enough pieces for everyone, so please take a piece as it is offered to you. Hold it and reflect on the love of God that is given to you as you listen to the stories that are shared. We will hear from Brian Simpson, Amanda Williams, and Daniel Showalter, and there will be times of song in between to reflect. We ask that you will hold your applause as we hold their stories and listen to the songs and reflect on how their stories and their lives intersect with our own. At the end, there will also be an open mic so we can share our own stories and reflections. We invite you to again reflect on God's love as we sing together and listen to the stories of those here at EMU. Will you pray with me to open our time? God, we thank you for those that are sharing today. We thank you for their stories and for the ways that you have showed up in their lives. We pray for the musicians that are leading us in times of reflection. We pray for everyone here that you will open their hearts and open their minds and their ears to listen to the ways that you are speaking to them this morning. God, we know that your love is here and with us today. Help us be aware of it in this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love.
Good morning. I've been blessed to meet several of you. Most of you on my team or people that I've just interacted with just in passing. But for those who don't know me, my name is Brian Simpson. Head track and field coach here. What's going on, Tyler? Hannah, see some of you guys. But Pastor Lana asked me to speak on the love of God. And I understand that's been the theme here. That you guys have been speaking with in the last chapel. And so, of course, I obliged, but when I thought about that, a lot of my, I have a theological background, and so my theological background starts coming out, and I'm thinking, wow, that is a very, very large subject. It's a broad subject, but a great subject. And that's pretty much, it's impossible to cover in 5 minutes. I mean, there's the gracious aspect of God's love, the restorative aspect, the providential and faithful aspect of God's love. So in this brief time that I have, I figured that I would kind of just take a cue from the Apostle Paul, you know, because he really gives a very good kind of snapshot as far as what the love of God is. And Paul wasn't just some run-of-the-mill guy. He was chosen by Christ himself to take his word and his love to the Gentiles. I mean, he was both citizen of Rome and citizen of Jerusalem, so he wasn't just some guy speaking. So in that time, I'll just kind of explain how Paul talked about the love of God, because the way he explains it is the way that I view it. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it doesn't dishonor others, it's not self-seeking or selfish, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, it does not delight in evil. It rejoices in truth. It always protects. It always hopes. It always trusts, lasts, and most importantly, love never fails. And perhaps the most beautiful aspect of love that Jesus himself communicated is how love, God's love, is meant to go from him to me, from him to you. But the most important aspect of God's love is it's meant to go from him to me or to you, but it's meant to go to others. It's meant to be shared. It's not meant something that's meant to be kept to myself. And so I end with this, is that what Jesus said. He said that the greatest commandment is for you to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. But most importantly, you're to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do these two commandments, you have fulfilled everything in the law. So I just encourage you to seek to love God and to seek to love one another. Thank you.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be.
Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
Hi, my name is Amanda Williams. I'm a double major in biology and environmental sustainability. And today I just wanted to share what I think it means to be grounded in God's love and how I've experienced God's love in my life. Sorry, I'm not there in person. I am actually in a scientific research seminar, so I had to convey my thoughts and my heart via video. So the first thing I would like to talk about is what it means to be grounded in love. I believe that to be grounded in love basically means everything, your source of life, comes from God. And that nutrient, God is love. So it just permeates throughout your entire body and your soul and your spirit, your mind, your unconscious mind, and it just makes you undeniably different from the world. It's so easy to overthink what God wants you to do in life, but when it comes down to the simplest part, God just wants you to love.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
I love to study the life around me. There's so much intricate detail in everything. It's just amazing that we are at this point. We're alive. There's thousands and hundreds of thousands and billions of stars with who knows how many planets. Who knows if there's life out there, but we're here. And it's amazing to me. So I definitely have experienced God's love through creation. It just blows my mind that we're even alive. Probably the most intimate way that I've experienced God's love has been through reading his word. It's just so amazing how deep and rich it is and the context of the word. And every time I read a passage, it just has a different meaning to me. So one way that I've experienced God's love is actually through a very personal struggle, and it revolves around being diagnosed with MS, which happened the fall of my freshman year here at EMU. It was definitely not something that was easy to handle, and it's still not, because I wonder, like, why me? And why are so many people not aware of the struggles that people with MS face, you know? Yeah, I got diagnosed and all, and people were there for me initially, but after that it started to dwindle away, and it made me think, do people still even care that I have MS? Do they remember? Do they know? And then I came to a point that I thought to myself, it really doesn't matter whether someone knows I have MS or not, because God knows, you know? He took all of our sufferings, all of our sins, and he suffered on the cross for us. And he knows what it's like to feel pain, to feel rejected, and to feel singled out, especially for the sins of all of us. And I have just found comfort in God, knowing that my sole purpose in this life is to love. I don't need to worry about anything else. I don't need to worry about the fact that one day, yeah, I might not be able to walk, but guess what? I can still live a life worthy of God. I can still show love to everyone. And it's really exciting. And I really hope that through my diagnosis, people see God in me, especially those who have MS. They won't just survive as they're taught to do, but they'll thrive. And they'll see that I'm thriving because of God's love, and that they'll want that love too. My final encouragement for those at chapel today would be to go outside and just find something amazing about nature. There's so much out here. And the more I find, the more I just thank God for giving me these awesome things to study. The second thing I would challenge you to do would be to just dig deep into Scripture and to just try and understand at least one verse and just see how that changes your mind and your attitude. And the third thing I would challenge you to do would be to purposely and intentionally choose to love someone when you do not feel like loving anyone. That is one of the hardest things, the hardest barriers to go over between a step of loving yourself in the world to going to loving God and everyone else and then yourself. So with those three challenges, I want to wish you a good Friday, and I will be back on campus on Monday. So I will see everyone then.
Hi, I'm Daniel Showalter. I think I'm perhaps like many of you throughout my life, when I've come to a big decision, I often pray about it and think about it, talk to people about it. But in those prayers, I rarely hear clear answers. Maybe some vague tendencies one way or another. And I'm not saying God doesn't answer prayer, but I typically don't hear what that answer is or have confidence in what that answer is. Except for one time. And so I want to tell you about that story. I was 20 years old. I transferred out of EMU for engineering, but then engineering had kind of lost. It didn't really seem to be where my heart was at. I was losing a lot of interest in pretty much anything in my life. It all seemed kind of foggy. I didn't know what my next step was. I dropped out of school, ended a relationship that I had been in for a while, and was just kind of floating around, not really knowing what to do. And of course, I was praying during that time. But again, like typically, I didn't really hear much answers. So I got pretty, I got this urge that I'm going to tackle this thing really hard. I'm going to go off into the wilderness, and I'm not going to come out until I know what I want to do with my life. I'm not going to come back. So I went to a cheap budget store, loaded up my trunk with ramen noodles and dehydrated fruit, and drove off. Luckily, I had a friend whose dad owned a trailer out in the middle of the woods somewhere. So I went to the trailer, and I really only had three things. So I was going to read the Bible completely. I was going to read my journals, which was probably more intimidating than the Bible. And then I was just going to pray and have this interaction with God. And so I did that. I would wake up, I would read for a few hours, then read some journal, then there was a meadow in that woods on a hillside, and I would go out and just lay down in the meadow and have this time of fellowship with God. The interesting thing was, within a day or two, I'd forgotten all about the purpose of going out there, of coming up with a plan for my life. Instead, I was just really focusing on getting into the Bible, getting into my journals, getting into these prayer times. And it's amazing when you have a tight-packed time where you go through something so intensely. There's things you see in the Bible that you would never see if you're reading through it in a year or so. So experiencing that side of God that I hadn't seen before, looking through my journals, seeing patterns in my life, good patterns and bad patterns, and being able to see them so clearly, reading them so quickly. And then those times in the meadow were just the most beautiful times where I would just lay and reflect with God on other things in my life. So I ended up staying there. It was only about 15 days, but it was, I consider it an entire stage in my life. It was so long when you're in solitude. And out of that time, it was a very clear, it was weird. It was right at the end of the time, almost as an afterthought. Like I had really poured myself into that time. I had felt this communion with God. And then as an afterthought almost, there were these like 15 points that came to me, very clear, detailed points on what I should do with my life. So I followed them, which has pretty much brought me to where I am here today. They completely transformed not just my external life, my career, but also internally my faith, as Brian and Amanda both shared. Just boiling it down to love and the simplicity of loving others and the beauty that is. And I remember coming out of that time of 15 days, I was driving back towards my house and I stopped at a gas station. And this was the first time I had seen anyone in 15 days, which is a long time alone. And when I walked into that gas station, there was just a lady working there. And she must have thought I was crazy. I was grinning from ear to ear, and I almost jumped the counter to give her a big hug because I felt so full of love from that time. I felt so much love from God that it was just overflowing and shooting out, crackling out in a way that I've never experienced before or since, but it stays with me still today. So thank you.
Now we will move into a time where you can share your own reflections and stories with everyone that we've heard today. We invite you to share briefly, just a minute or two, and there's another song to start off the time, and then after that you can come up. There's microphones at the end of each aisle as you're ready.
Turn with me to number 418 in the blue book. Number 418. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
You to come up and share how is the Spirit of God moving in your life?
I think waking up every morning by itself is showing how much God loves us. And I'd like to briefly say something about what happened to me when I turned 19. I'd been raised by a single mom for 19 years. And after 19 years, I met my dad, and my mom was already staying in the US. So it's like one parent left, and the other one just came in time. So when he came into my life, I was like, I don't know. He's here, so. So I think that was also a part of my life that God did something, and I saw that he's alive. So I thank God. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Parviz Boragi, and this is my first semester here as a transfer student. One of the stories that I actually really think it touched my heart and it made me actually come back to chapel or towards God is Mr. Schwalter, actually. At the beginning of the semester, when I first went to his class, well, I hadn't purchased the book. I didn't know what book I should be buying. And also was struggling with getting used to the new college. And Mr. Schwalter came in and he asked whether we have bought our textbooks. And as a total joke, as a total random joke, I said, I don't have it unless God just drops it on my desk. And he actually laughed. He smiled, and of course, within like a few minutes, he's like, he gave us a story about the unjust world and all the inequality of people and their financial situations. And he said that he's actually given us all a textbook. It was really shocking that a little emotional about it. It was feeling really good. When he's like, here, that's God and what you asked for. And that was really touching. And recently I also had a little bit of a health problem. And again, in my previous educations that I've had before, I've always had this distance with teachers. I never got really close and friendly with them, and I couldn't because they were always distant in bigger colleges and stuff. And in most untrusting way that I had, I still tried to approach him. A few days ago, I had a very severe case of strep throat, and I still decided to contact him. I wasn't sure whether he would accept my excuse with my illness or he would want me to come for the quiz. And again, to my disbelief, he came back with an answer that was absolutely, I guess, nothing but loving. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Mr. Alter. And I think that's one of the reasons, actually, I'm going to stay in AMU, because teachers like him, like Tara, I'm not sure if she's here, but these are the ones that really touched my heart. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing.
Some of the speakers this morning have been talking about love through action, and that's what I'm going to be sharing about. There's one girl on our team who has a lot of physical issues and health issues going on. Her name is Kayla, and she is by far the biggest example of any person I've ever met that shows love through action. She is at all of our practices. She hangs out with us. She asks us about our races and our practices. And she is not running. She does not have to be here by any means. She stands outside on the track. Guys, it's cold outside. She stands there the whole practice, tells us our splits as we're going around through laps, writes down our times as we cross the finish line. She asks us, how do you feel? Do you need anything? What can I do for you? And she is sitting here not able to do so many of the things that we are doing, and she is still giving to us who are. And that is so touching to each of us on the team, and I cannot explain how grateful we are for her. Even though she's not giving what she wants to be giving, she's giving what we need at that time, and that is so much bigger than I could ever thank her for. And that is my example of love through action.
So thank you to everyone who shared your story, whether you were planning to or not necessarily this morning. In these chapels, we have been exploring the complexity of God's love, and though it is something we may never fully comprehend, through hearing these stories, I think we do gain a little bit more of an understanding. And in turn, as we grow our roots deeper into God's love, we can share that love of God with others, as we have heard through these stories, and so that they too may begin to comprehend this love of God. So to close, we're going to invite the men's group up to give a song, The Love of God. And following that, we would encourage you to stick around. We have some donuts out in the back. If you're able to stay and to continue sharing these stories of God's love, that's awesome. You can also grab one and run to class if you need to. But following the song, you're welcome to stay for some donuts. Thank you.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pen stretched from sky.